still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo off and running. We go into this Tuesday morning. It is absolutely beautiful outside. Do it again. Get outside. Stand in it. And just be part of this. Soak it up. Because it's perfect outside right now. Perfect. We need to have a little talk, Phoenix, you and I. It's time. Sit down.
Oh.
Everybody just sit down. Stop. Just pull the car over. Sit down. I think we all, like, I understand when people are mad at cops, right? I don't agree with you, but I understand your frustrations. So I can see the divide there. Nobody's mad at firefighters, right? I don't think there's a single person out there that says firefighters are arrogant or take advantage of their position or maybe if you dated one. Okay, I'll give you that. Maybe if you've got some personal beef with a firefighter, like he broke your heart or she broke your heart or whatever. I don't think anybody hates the fire department. So why is it we as a society absolutely, we refuse to do what you're supposed to do when a fire truck goes down the road. Now, I'm not Mr. PSA, but I will say yesterday as I was traveling up 32nd Street, and two fire trucks were coming. It was around rush hour, so the southbound 32nd Street, which is where it was coming from, was pretty clogged up. Northbound wasn't. Fire truck starts heading towards us, south to north, or north to south. Lights are going. You can see it. It's coming right at you. Sun's up, for God's sakes. It's not like it was a surprise. Instead of pulling over, people just stopped their cars, creating a... Because now he had to come over into oncoming lanes.
They stop
lanes.
In their lane.
Yeah, nobody knows what
pull
they're... You're an idiot. The rule is go as far over to the right as possible. Not just lean into the car next to you. You slow down, let that car get ahead of you, and you merge into that. You leave at least a lane and a half open for the fire trucks to get through. The truck had to stop. The fire truck's rolling down the road and had to stop because some lady... just parked her car in the middle of the street. Like you're only supposed to stop when emergency vehicles are coming at you. If you've ever done that, go to Home Depot and get a rope today. You're clogging up the works. You're dumb. You're lazy. That's the laziest you can be. And there was plenty of room. Scoot over. And also, lean into the car next to you. Make a lane. The fire truck had to stop. Then I go home and see. And I don't know if this was related or not. I know one of them wasn't. I don't know where the other one happened. Two kids in pools yesterday. One of them died. One is fighting for his life. Matter of stopping the fire truck. It's a matter of the fire truck having to stop.
Less than 2 minutes.
On his way down,
right?
32nd Street. Less than 2 minutes if you find him.
That's what I'm saying.
If a fire truck has to wait 15, 20 seconds extra, that's crucial 15, 20 seconds extra. That's on us. So I don't know if you've got like anger towards firemen. Or you're like, I'll show them. But, I mean, those are those moments where you have to just be a better person. I watched a bunch of people just stop their cars. I'm practically climbing the sidewalk. I went all the way over from the far right, left lane all the way to the far right lane because that's what you're supposed to do. The guy in front of me did the same thing, and everybody else just kind of stopped. In fact, the guy behind me went around, took advantage of it, went around and went into the middle lane and just kind of parked like when this gets going. Like it was a red light he had to get
back. So he can get the lead.
Yeah, so he can jump ahead like Mario Andretti. Keep it in your head today that if you see or hear the lights and the sirens, your job is to get over as far as you can. And no excuse, like there was a car next to me. Then you slow down or you speed up and go around it. You get out of that thing that we had plenty of time to think about. It. And I just thought about it yesterday. I'm like, man, think about that. If that's you on the other end of that call, you found your kid in a pool. You got, you know, grandpa's having a heart attack. And those guys were flying down the road. The difference between the 10 to 15 seconds where they had to maneuver around this car, probably longer than that. It's huge.
We all love the firemen.
Firemen are good.
Again, you can have a personal beef with a fireman, but that doesn't mean the firemen are bad. It's the same with the cops. You can personal beef with the cops, and everybody hates the cops. Knock it off. That's it. It bothered me yesterday because I was just sitting there. All I did yesterday was, you dumb mother, did the car thing. You scream at people in your car and you say horrendous stuff. But then when I get home and I see, like, in the same day, Arizona has, pools. We got a lot of pools, and two little kids fell in pools yesterday. I'm not a big defender of children, but I don't want them to drown in pools. So, just get out of the way. What's wrong with you? And who taught them that? You should lose your license. I think that's the new rule. Fire, all right, well, somebody's going to die today, but this person's not going to drive anymore. You lose your license the second a fire truck has to stop for you. The second you're in the way of progress of a fire, all right, get out. And you drop one of the firemen on the truck is there to get dropped off in case they come to a stop. If the truck comes to a stop and a fireman gets off, he goes to the car that made him stop and he revokes their license on the spot for 1 year. You're out. It's the simplest rule on the driver's test. It's the easiest one. What do you do when a fire truck or an emergency vehicle is coming? You get over to the right as far as you can.
I just stop. That's enough. They'll figure it out.
And people freeze. They panic. They lose their minds. Idiots. Morons.
Don't feel like they can get over. Like, you can get over.
Here's what I hope. I hope Brady's God is filled with karma. And I hope these people who just stop in the middle of the road are, their lungs are filled with water the day they need the fire department. And it just so happens another one of their kind sitting in the middle of the road clogs it up and they gurgle on their own salt water or whatever kind of pool they've got going. And that'll be the end of them. We don't need you on our planet anymore if you're that dumb. Imagine how dumb those people are all day long. Right, just all day long. Probably can't have scissors in the house unless they got rounded edges. Just, IQs of rats and small infants. Rats actually are pretty smart. I won't insult rats that way.
I don't know about rats.
Yeah, you don't like rats. You don't like that word.
Oh,
rats,
you mean, yeah.
The IQ of one of those kind of rats, right. Like one of your rats. Yeah, I watched that yesterday. It bugged me for hours. Because it's the ultimate in stupid and lazy, which is the least tolerable things on the planet. Stupid.
Which you don't think about. I mean, no matter what, every call that they get, it's amazing what the difference, 2-3 minutes or whatever.
Right.
And it's subject to every time it gets called or where the station is.
It's literal seconds. You can go 2-3 minutes. 2-3 minutes is life and death. Seconds. Hinges on whether or not they can get to that person in time, depending on what it is. It's ridiculous. And I hope that you drown in your own bodily fluids if you're one of those people that wants to argue with me about it. And you can email me and go, Holmberg, sometimes. Yeah, okay. Well, then fine. You feel that way. I hope someday you're gargling in your own bodily fluids in your blood and a cop or a firefighter has to stop for someone like you. And I know firefighters are sitting there going, thank God. Because you can see the frustration in the big window of the driver. Like, get the f*** out of the... I watch OP Live all the time. And every time they've got to go somewhere, somebody's just stopping their kid. And the cops are like, get out of the f***ing way. Come on. Like, it's how hard is it just to move to the right if we all did it? That's why Waymo's the future. Those, autonomous cars of the future. They'd all go... It's great. Just get out of the way. That's it. A little PSA to start today. This says, please reiterate that if there's no center medians, you only pulled to the right if there's no center medians. If there are medians, you can continue driving. That's true also. If there's a median, you don't have to do anything. They're not climbing that. So it's more incumbent on the people on that side of the road to understand, there's a median. He needs this side to scooch way the f*** over. Firefighters, I'm in your corner. Now, to the firefighters, if you wouldn't mind, stop. I know you feel sexy because you got to work out 2 hours a day. It's part of your job, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
You got some downtime to do that.
Stop everybody's wives, girlfriends, and everything else, because that's why people aren't pulling over for you. You guys are a bunch of, seed slingers all over the city. I see you. I went by on my bike when I rode yesterday, and I rode by the Greenbelt. There's a fire department over there on, I don't know where it is, Osborne or something like that. And they're outside at 4:30 in the morning washing the cars, T-shirts, shorts. It's like they're doing the calendar right there in front of you. I'm like, all right, seed slingers, Let's calm her down a little bit.
An 80s video all over again.
You're the ones, you know, if you could just stop. I used to host the firefighters ball every year. I had 3 years in a row. And it is a group of dashing, charismatic, fun people. I didn't meet one dull firefighter. These guys crush. And the ladies also, the girl firefighters. Not one boring one. Charismatic, fun, in great shape. You guys look good. You feel good.
Great for co-ed softball teams.
Oh, my God. Our co-eds. Brady and I played on a co-ed softball team with a girl firefighter, and she was like our third best player. This chick was awesome. Joy? Or Joe? What was her name?
Becky.
Becky Joy. This chick could throw, hit. She was a fast. She was great. And as time went on, all the guys started to kind of fall for her a little bit. It's like, she's kind of, because she's a firefighter there. Even the girls are seed slingers. So firefighters, if you could cool back the sexy a little bit, maybe you'd have less bitter people on the road not getting out of your way.
I'm not moving at all. That's for you, Brian, you piece of garbage, fireman.
Because the last time you went over and hosed that girl and then told her, look, I'm a firefighter. Got to keep my options open. Just not one lady. There's a fire in my pants, and I'm not putting it out anytime soon.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Firefighters, too sexy. People who get out of the way of fire, you're good people. People who don't, I don't know your story, but I don't get it. I just don't get it. Move. It could be you someday. It might be you. Gargle on your own. I hope you fall in the pool and fill up with water, and you, the firefighter can't get there. Gurgling and gargling on your own. That's it. But it bothered me yesterday. So, and then you see the news and you see those horrible stories about kids in pools. And then you know that the news is going to try to go, you know, make a huge deal out of it all, that the pools are the problem. And bottom line is, I'm putting a fence around my pool right now just in case my dog can't swim. Because I read all about bulldogs and their inability to swim. They sink like stones. Ralphie May's dog fell in my pool once. And big fat Ralphie May couldn't get him. He didn't panic at all.
Hey, Homburg, get in the pool.
Why?
My dog fell in.
Couldn't see him because he was down on the bottom looking straight up. He's standing on the bottom of the pool. They sink like rocks. And I had to pull a 100-pound bulldog out of the bottom. That ain't easy.
And Pits do, too. They're just their nose. They have webbed feet.
Luckily for me, my pits have been swimming machines, especially my three-legger. She floats. She's amazing. But those bulldogs don't even try to swim. They just go in and drop to the bottom. Like, I'll just walk around down here now until I can't breathe anymore. That's kind of what I hope happens to you if you're one of those people that stops in the middle of the road. This one says, we used to call the fire department EET, Evidence Eradication Team, because they inevitably roll onto the scene and destroy all the great evidence. We used to give them crap all the time, but they are very much appreciated. This is from a cop. Well, I'm sure they go in there stomping around all their sexy with their hoses and their all their phallic symbols.
Ladies.
And their,
ladies, the hoses have arrived. Are you ready to get hosed down?
Every now and then when they have to run the hose through a car.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's the best part is they've got that carte blanche to go, well, this car's in the way. Let's break the windows. And there is something kind of phallic and masculine about the whole idea of your hoses save lives. That's kind of hot. My hose is not considered life-saving in any respect. Firefighters, I'm in your corner. We all say that first responders thing, and do we actually mean it? Get out of their way. Get out of their goddamn way. That's it. And then I go home yesterday. Don't turn on the news. It ruins your life. Just skip it. Because I can't understand what's going on in New York, and it's making everybody mad with Palestinian Hamas marches on college campuses.
Setting up camps.
Oh, my God. They're putting up tents all over all the colleges, and they're screaming, "We are Hamas." And I'm like, okay, I don't understand you guys at all. You got that. You got
if you're going to Columbia University, are you – it's like you're torn because happy that the fact that classes are now online only, you have a choice, you don't have to
If you go to Columbia – you want to go to school.
That's what I'm figuring.
Yeah, you're not like me and you, where it was like MCC, and some days you go to, you know, Chiba Hut or Burger King instead of class. Columbia University, those people are, they mean it. They want to be there. That's Ivy League.
I don't get it, but okay.
I don't understand. You know why I don't get it? I'm not smart enough.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly,
smart enough to know what it's like to be smart. I'm not smart enough to know, wow, an Ivy League. I would take advantage of an Ivy League school that said, hey, we want you here. You kind of fall. They're not excited about classes being canceled. They're those weird kids that hated missing school. But you got Hamas standing out front. You're like, maybe I don't want to go to school. And I didn't want to go to MCC because of the hippies playing hacky sack and twirly sticks with the white kids with dreadlocks. They kept me away. That little congregation of assholes kept me from wanting to go into the English department at Mesa Community College. I can't imagine if Hamas had set up shop.
The Rasta beanies. And,
yeah. I'd have been over at the former Fiesta Mall instead. Eh, it's close enough to the mall. I'm not going over there. Rasta heads. Those morons. It's all getting better and better. The whole world.
You had 28 people removed from Google.
For Hamas?
They were protesting that Google helps the Israeli cloud. They provide storage. And so 28 employees in two different offices decided to do an in-office protest. Like, can't do that. We got to fire you.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have every right to.
Yeah, goodbye. You work at Google. Like, you help everybody's cloud, don't you?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Would you rather help Israel's cloud than Hamas? If you have to pick a side.
Are they equal clouding?
Yeah, I kind of see one as worse than the other. Color me crazy, but terrorist groups are the ones that I thought we hated together. I don't know what we're
united
on. I don't know what we're united on anymore. And I don't want to. I don't care. I'm against most of it. I think I'm against almost all of it. If I'm not involved in it, I'm against it. That's my new rule. It's like, I don't care. I'm against it. I'm not just going to not for me. I'm going to treat everything I don't like coconut. It's the worst thing on the planet, and it needs to be eradicated. It's a fact. And then I started to laugh because it all came back to normal. It all got normal again when the governor of Texas rolled in his wheelchair up to a microphone and said he's going to ban trans teachers. And I'm like, oh, this will be good. This is going to be fun. No more trans teachers in Texas public schools if the governor of Texas has any way about it. And I'm not sure if I had a kid, in full honesty, if I'd be all that comfortable with a trans teacher. It would depend. A self-aware trans teacher that looks good and I can barely tell, like one of those Thai boys, maybe I'd allow that one. But if I wandered in and Brett had a wig on and a makeup and a dress, I'd be like, this is James Gunn. I saw this in Silence of the Lambs. I don't need this. This is, no.
It's going to take you a couple of weeks to adjust.
Nah, I think I'm out. I think if a trans that looks like, you know, Ed Gein, the original serial killer that dressed up like a woman, or, you know, Norman Bates from Psycho, I'm not comfortable with that. It's not going to take.
That's a tough one.
I'm not adapting. I need it to look good. I need a trans person to recognize they look good as their swap out. I'll give it to Caitlyn Jenner. Not bad. If I didn't know Bruce and I didn't know the story and I met this giant old lady, I'd be like, that's a big bitch. But I wouldn't question it.
How about the following year? You know, you're there your freshman year. Here's the science teacher.
Yeah.
Then you come back your sophomore year. They've transitioned, but they're still the teacher.
How do they look?
It's right.
The big thing. Like, if they've made it, if I'm looking at you going, ooh, poor decision. Like, this is just a man in a dress. If you don't look great, because sometimes that's why we can all act inclusive and everything else, but the internet don't lie. The memes that show up of dude dressed as a woman flipping out in a 7-Eleven, they're only memes because dude dressed as a woman doesn't look anything like a woman. The wig's kind of crooked. The makeup's up the cheek. It's crazy town. You gotta look good. You know, I used to know.
You do, but there's always. It just seems like you can I've never been duped by saying, I didn't know that person transitioned. It's always been seem like,
I have. Like, I think most, like Chaz Bono, you wouldn't know. If you met Chaz Bono and didn't know, you would not know. You would not know.
Yeah, maybe because I knew too much information. But I'm that's celebrity side. I just say, like.
You've been duped a million times and don't even know it. Because I used to go to a dog groomer.
There's not that many.
There aren't, but you've been duped a lot. I went to a dog groomer, and if I didn't watch the transition from female to male, it was a better move. She looked better as a guy by far than she did as a woman. It was just perfect. And I'm like, this was a good choice. I think we should start a company called Transitions. And we kind of tell you, all right. Maybe not the best option for you. I know you might feel trapped in that body and stuff, but you are going to be one ugly-ass woman, and I don't think that's better. I just don't want to be in this body anymore. All right, let me give you a few renderings. You know when the police send you those things that say this is what the missing kid might look like today, and it's like 10 years later? We should do that for trans people. You can do it with house paint, for God's sakes. They come and take a picture of your house, and then they can digitally recreate what it's going to look like when it's painted. Let's do that with the trans people and let them know. All right, if you're comfortable being this ugly forever, I suppose that's your choice. I just want to let you know what you're getting into. It's not about looks. Well, you better keep saying that because that's going to be your life motto. Some people can transition and you'd be like, awesome, great job. Kim Petras. I might even juggle that girl's balls and the cans. I mean, that was a good transition. And yes, the emails can come in. They have to look hot for it to be good?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right.
100%.
People may not like that, but I think that's a great way to approach this. I know I would never transition into a woman, no matter how strong my feelings are about my pee-pee and hating it and all that stuff. Sometimes I hate my pee-pee. I look down, I'm just like, you never grew. What was it, the soda, coffee? What did I do to make you so useless? But I know for a fact, because I've seen my sister, I would not be an attractive woman at all. My grandmother was an unattractive woman because she had my face. One of the biggest reasons I didn't want kids is in case I had a girl. How dare I put this on a small girl's face? Good Lord. It's cruel. So you looked in the mirror. You can see?
Yeah.
And you wanted to procreate?
Yeah, I wanted to have kids
with that face. You were aware of yourself, and you wanted to make more of that.
Yeah. Sir, you need a second opinion. Here's Dr. Lynn's card. Go talk to him.
Right. It's almost like if Pontiac just stuck to their guns and made more Aztecs. They knew they were ugly. Stop pumping those out. My face, my recognition of it, knew at an early age, this is not for more people. This needs to end here.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
In case it's a small, I can't imagine how sad it had to be for all the Holmberg girls over the years, in the past, those big-ass noses and these jawlines that look like you're a lantern. It's just not fair. So I knew. So you can yell at me all day and say it's not about looks. Yes, it is. It's absolutely about it. Life's easier when you don't look like you're in the middle of a transition. Even when you're not. That's the sad thing is my daughter, if I had one, would have constantly looked like she was in transition. No escaping it. Big ass nose, all these male features, and she's trying to grow her hair out and do the best with it. But there's no getting around this face. So at least I had that. But Greg Abbott is going to get, that dude's fearless. He just pops behind a microphone and goes, hey, I got an idea. Was this about the border, Governor Abbott? Nah, I'm done with that. I'm thinking maybe it's time that we banned all the trans teachers. What do you say? That should be popular. And Texas goes, yeah. And the rest of the country goes, ah, damn, Texas started a new argument. In an election year, God damn it. The trans were kind of quiet for a while. Now we woke up the LGBTQs, which, by the way, at UCLA, they want to include furries in their thing now. They've
good
made
move.
What? Yeah, they want to say that furries are now going to be in the LGBTQ program. They can be one of the letters. So they add an F to it now.
Did they ask him?
The furries are in there. I don't know if that, yeah.
Boy, that adding an F to that's going to.
But yeah, oh,
a lot
yeah,
of people don't know what people, that, people will assume like, it is, stands for something
don't
else.
Don't put lesbian gay F word. Wait yeah. a minute, I can say it now. It's the LG committee. No, no, no. That's for furries. No, it's not. And you know who should be most mad at that is gays. They didn't have Stonewall and all those moments where they were, you know, getting screamed at and drugged behind cars in the Midwest and unable to be to include furries. They've been through nothing. Furries are
that's freaks. A little over the top.
Yeah, you don't want them in your group as like part of the fight.
All right, come on.
Come on in, furries.
Thanks.
Sit next to me, man dressed as a bear.
God, how's our struggle's been so...
Our struggle has not been what... You don't know what the... You don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
Hang on, the teddy bear hamster wants to talk.
Right.
We've all been through so much.
Yeah, but you cut... F*** you. I don't want them in the group. Yeah, they want the furries in the LGBTQ+. And that's where the plus comes in. I say let them in. The world doesn't make any sense to me. I giggled a lot yesterday. But trans people, let me be your leader. I will, like life's velvet rope and security guard, you'll come up to me and say, what do you think? And I'll be like, no. Next. What do you mean? You got to work on it. You got to look more feminine. Go back to the drawing board. I'm not saying stop completely. I'm saying this can't be the finished product. You can't just go to Ross and slap a gown on and then show up and, no. I'll be the one that tells you. It's the, you know, it used to be very popular on TV, makeovers and telling people they looked bad. Yeah. Like they would go on Oprah every, when Oprah had no ideas, she'd have a show where people would come on. She's like, I'm going to cut your hair. And it just changed the way people looked. And women used to be able to drag their husbands on that show and go, he looks horrible. Do something about it. And the guy just sat there like a dolt. And then they'd put him in clothes he didn't want to wear.
Play it up.
It was always a guy with a ponytail and too much facial hair. And wife was tired of it. He'd come out clean shaven and his hair's all cut. And the women would lose their mind. Oh, my God, he looks 20 years younger. All right.
I haven't been attracted to him for years, Oprah. This is awesome.
But you do that to women or trans people, they lose their minds. They call you a bigot. It's the way the world's worked forever. Get behind my velvet rope and say, I'm thinking about transitioning. I'm like, all right, what do you got? And then break open a trunk like Carrot Top, put some outfits on, and I'll tell you whether or not it's worth your time. This is not working. First off, you're 6'5". What? You should be playing women's volleyball or something. Are you going to get into athletics?
No.
This is a waste of everyone's time. Get back over. You're using the men's room for a while.
So you figure the NBA. Out.
Make it better.
That would be a good makeover show.
But WNBA players?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Could not do it. If you went in and said, ladies, we're going to pretty you up a little bit.
Why?
I know you really want to because every time you have an
Here's
event,
a mirror.
You go, yeah, let me just stand in front of this wall mirror here and you tell me why I'm here.
It's not about looks.
That's funny because every time you guys have an event, you doll up like it's the Oscars. So I know deep down you want to look good. But you know, you're struggling with that. Yeah, the queer eye for the straight guy, that was all designed to ridicule guys who didn't dress well. Why can't we do it to other people? Why is it always men that have to be the brunt of the joke on how we look? Because you know why? We're men. A wife can come to us and go, you look like a pig. And we usually will look down and go, yeah, I've kind of let her go.
She's got a point.
She's not wrong. We're more realistic. You tell a trans person, you look horrible in that dress. You're a bigot! Next thing you know, you lose your job. And it's like, no, you can tell me I look like an idiot. And I'd be the first to go, you're probably right. I dress like I'm 11. Anyway, and I'm not so sure fuzzy people, furries, I'm drawing the line there. Can I just make that announcement here? I'm not ever going to be on board the furry movement. I'm going to pretty much discriminate against the furries from day to day till the end. It's like I'm not ever going to be inclusive of furries. If furries get into a restaurant dressed as furries and I have to
You don't have to worry about your looks so much as a furry.
Okay, but I, as a normal human being, still recognize mental disorders out loud. And if you're a furry, in Phoenix especially, if you're a furry in this town, you can't take it seriously from May until October. There's no way you're walking around dressed up like a duck For dinner? Summer? No.
Could I take your order, Mr. Rat?
I can't hear you. Will you take off the hat, please?
Hey, doctor.
I can't do that.
You're fighting with my rights.
Oh, your rights as an asshole. Just knock it off. Yeah, I recognize mentally deranged. And furries, I'm never getting on board. I'm never going to go, that furry made a great point and should be included in our next HOA. Never will the furry have a say. In fact, the only thing you're ever going to hear from me if we're ever in a meeting, even if it's like World War III and we're the last 10, I have something to say. All right, shut the f- up, furry. Figure out your own. You're not saying a thing. Your outfit here dressed up as Fozzie Bear is proof that you don't know what the hell life has to offer. Weirdo.
If it wasn't for the platypus, we wouldn't be here today.
Nobody's ever going to say that.
I'd have never lived if it weren't for the platypus and the giant duck man.
Really? It's never going to happen. And plus, I don't see them running towards danger too often either. If we need the furries, I have a feeling they're going to be in the back of the line. Furries, I'm out on furries. LGBTQ plus, if you want to start pissing me off, add furries. You keep adding.
It would add to the like the stuff like the State of the Union address. They're all standing up.
No.
Furries standing up applauding.
I don't ever want to hear a politician going, the furries have had a tough run. Nope, furries did it to themselves. One congressman out there dressed up like an ox. All right, what is this? The Star Wars movie? Were we in the cantina? You don't make the noise. Stop it. Furries, you're right. If you're a furry right now, knock it off.
Go hang yourself.
I'm not going to go crazy because they might, and then the next thing you know, we're in trouble. Right. I'm not disagreeing with Brett. I'm just not as... I don't want to encourage it as much. But go seek therapy. It ain't normal. It's not normal. It's less normal to normalize it, so we're the weirdos for trying to make it a thing. Stop it.
They've been doing a pretty good job, the furries, as far as, you know, it's not like you run into them all the time.
I know.
Events are kind of private.
Again, my point, exactly. They're not a group that matters that much in order to include them in a big group. That we can't, if they get into the bunch where, you know, you got to be careful offending them, and there's only like 12, I don't want that. That's eggshell central. Like, now I can't make fun of furries, but they're so absolutely in the head. How can I not make fun of them?
Not all furries are bad. We should be able to express ourselves.
If you can't figure out how to express yourself without putting on a costume, and it isn't Halloween, you're what's called deranged. That's Looney Tunes.
Crazy.
If Brady showed up to work in a furry outfit and he was protected by...
Don't say anything.
Yeah. But you're protected by some sort of a civil rights group. I'm just going to beat you up and leave. Like, I can't be in a room with this guy. He's lost his mind. I don't trust you. No, furries. No. I'm not changing on this one. And if you have a kid that's a furry, it's your job to knock it off now. It's not your job to say, well, it's just how we feel. All kids would love to dress up like a bear if they could. If you encourage it and then they go into adulthood thinking that's the more comfortable way to live, that's your fault as a parent for allowing that. If you've got a furry on your hands and you're like,
it's just a phase.
He's 14. That's got to end. You can't be that accommodating to every whim a kid has. Furries.
She's riding a horse with a stick at events. I can't believe those equestrian, you know. The
ones where they pretend to be horses.
Jumping, doing the steeplechase.
They actually do the dressage. Oh, great. That dude over there is doing the leaps and the jumps over the gates and losing 3 points for every time he can't make it because he's human.
He's got a great canter.
I'm all for playing. Go to the park. Go to Granada Park, dress up, and have, like, relay races. That's what frats do. It's fun. They dress up. They have, like, hilarious races. At the end, everybody's drunk. You pull back the bear head because it's a little hot out.
It's called Greek Week.
Yeah, it's called Greek Week. It's Hell Week, and you're going to goof around and, it's so hot in this. Whew.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Furries can't be in a group that's protected. We need, as a society, a group to ridicule. And we used to pick the wrong ones, things that weren't their fault. You know, it's nobody's fault that you're gay. It's nobody's fault that you're, you know, whatever color you are. It's nobody's fault whatever color hair you are. But it is your fault if you're dressing up like a big bear. And we should, we need to have a group that's allowed to be made fun of. And I think furries are pretty close to the top of the list right now. No protected status for the furry. Enter at your own risk. I'm not saying beat down a furry. That's sad. That would, that, you know, if you got a Care Bear and you're just, you know, committing an act of violence. I don't think an act of violence against anybody's a good idea. But relentless teasing is an effective tool.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I think they'll realize it loses a lot of the magic because they had to sneak around going to furry parties, the forbidden thing.
Right.
Now,
that's wide open.
Now you can just gallop around and whatever.
No one can make fun of you. And you can
loses the...
You know what I hope someday, Brady? I hope the furry... Actually, changed my mind right here on the spot. I'm hoping furries are protected someday. And my life ends somewhere in the next 15 years at my trial where the defendant is a furry who just has had it with me. Had it with my constant ridicule. And I have to go to jail for it. And that my life ends like Seinfeld ended. I go to jail because society isn't for me anymore. My finger is nowhere near the pulse of it because a furry put me in jail for saying what everybody's thinking.
I would like to see that trial, and I'd like to see the furry step out of the courthouse and get spray painted with green spray paint because Pete is upset.
Because they're wearing fur?
Yeah.
Real furries? Oh, my God. Rich furries that wore actual fur? Oh, my God.
I'm a living mink.
Oh, my God. He used mink. Got to throw paint on that furry. Anyway, just stop. Stop for fire trucks. That's number one. No more trans teachers if they
pull
are.
Pull over and stop.
Yeah, get out of the way. You're right. Pull over and stop because they don't understand to stop for fire trucks. You're right. Greg Abbott's right. If you're not a pretty trans and we can't, if we can tell, you can't teach the kids. How about that rule? If I can
visually,
if I can look and visually go, nope, it's not there yet. You're not out of the oven yet. You can't teach. And then finally, no furry protection. Furries are fodder for all of us.
You sound like Cedric the Entertainer in Barbershop.
OJ did
hit
it.
Hit a rule. Hit a new rule. We all can admit.
There isn't anybody against me on this. Even Aiden, the trans listener, is going to pop off and go, don't put furries in there. I've been through enough. I don't need furries to stand in the same. Like, there's nothing worse. Like, if it was the, you know, if it was a group of Black Panthers and there was, like, a gorgeous Asian woman just standing there going, the struggle. The black guys would be like, you get your own struggle. This is ours. Like, go find your own struggle. You can't just slap your hooks into a struggle of other people and put a costume on and pretend to be in on it. You're not. I know my gay neighbors would not be happy with furries being in their mix. Like, I go to their charity event, the 1 in 10 event, which is amazing. Opened my eyes to quite a lot of stuff is that, you know, a lot of people can't come out to their parents because of religious reasons. Their parents will just kick them out on the streets or, worse still, physically abuse them and whatever. It's a real struggle. And these kids needed help and places to go and this event was amazing. The stories were incredible. Now, if I was sitting next to a dude dressed as a bunny the entire time, I couldn't take that seriously. There's no way. Like, this poor person was, you know, his dad drew a gun on him and tried to kill him just for saying he was gay and said it was in the eyes of God. He had to do the right thing by God. He was going to destroy his son. What do you think of that, man dressed as a bunny? Oh, I've been through quite a bit, too. Yeah, but don't you think you kind of did it to yourself? Take the outfit off. I was watching American Idol for like 2 minutes last night, and David Archuleta told a story. And I'm not a religious man, but I don't think this was a very good story. Where he said, Ryan Seacrest said, so how you been? And he goes, I've been good. And he goes, what's the song you just sang all about? And he goes, what's about staying devout to your beliefs despite, you know, everything saying you shouldn't? And he said, because I used to be a devout believer, a religious churchgoer. And then a few years ago, I came out of the closet and, you know, I went public with it and church wasn't really accepting. And he said, and then I wasn't talking to my parents for a few days. My mom texted me and the crowd went nuts when he said it. And I thought, that's an awful thing. And his mom texted him and said, we support you in what you're doing and we're leaving the church as well, because if you're going to burn in hell, we're going to burn with you. And the crowd just went, oh, that's wonderful. Like, that's a terrible thing. If you believe there's a hell, and that isn't a reason to go. If I believed that devoutly, that I'll burn forever and ever, which I don't. I can't even wrap my head around that. One gay kid isn't going to swap me out on that. I'm sorry about that. You're going to be the one in hell. I'm going to be up there in the 71 degrees every day place.
And your father and I saved 10%.
This guy says, furries, F that. If it's added to the alphabet group, I quit. Might as well just add midgets and dwarfs. Well, Aiden is our trans guy. Exactly.
Who's anybody off, knows?
Who's off, and if anybody knows, it's a guy who's trying. Well, she's trying. He, I guess he now, trying to add a wiener and get rid of the inner girl parts. Aiden knows. And I like that Aiden threw in a slur. Might as well add midgets to our list. Yeah, who isn't? Bearded ladies, and it's just basically the Barnum and Bailey, their back room is starting to try to glom onto the gays.
I don't want to hear about the back
room. The inclusion will end up kind of like Blazing Saddles. Yeah. Everyone, but not the Irish.
Well, that's always true. If you can keep the Irish out of your group,
we'll stick with that one.
The LGBTQ plus, and in parentheses, unless you're Irish in one of these, start your own thing. Nobody wants those people around. Anyway, good luck to you, furries. If there's any furries listening right now, take the goddamn suit off. It's not a disorder. It's not a thing. You're mentally not normal. If you're looking for more rights, like you're looking for a government to pass stuff because you can't take the suit off, you're out of your mind.
We need to do something about these homeless furries.
Right. Oh, yeah. How come Africa doesn't have, like, a furry problem? If it's a mental illness, you don't ever see that in Ethiopia, like the starving kids, and there's one in the back dressed as a lion. It just isn't a thing. Like, it's our own mental weirdness that's just it's bad parenting is what it is. You've lost your minds accommodating your kids. Furries wouldn't have been. Brett, you and I go to Rhodes. If there was a furry there, Alan Gully would have killed him.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
And that's not the right thing.
And we'd have been cheering him on.
He'd have been ridiculed into taking the outfit off. And guess what? A couple years later, he wouldn't have missed the outfit. It's 120 degrees here. I struggle with the Hasidics and the Orthodox Jews walking around in all that wool and living in Phoenix. That doesn't make any sense to me at all, let alone a bear outfit.
I can't hire you as a lifeguard. You jumping in that bear outfit.
You are taking away my rights as a furry man. All right, I'm going to say what everybody's thinking. Get the f*** out of here. We get a big enough long jacket for a furry? Is it thick enough to put the long sleeve coats on the furry and wrap them up? Furries wanting rights. You have the rights of every other human. You shouldn't be beaten up for no reason. You shouldn't be attacked or physically abused. But I should be able to tease you and discriminate wildly against you if you want a job with me. If you came in here I know furries know. If you said, hey, come up at a job interview and you showed up dressed like a giant peacock, showed up to you're not getting the job. It's not discrimination. You did it to yourself. Like,
fans his tail out of the. Is that a threat?
Oh, my God. Are you in some sort of aggressive posture right now, furry? I'm going to kick your ass all over this office because your hands are trapped in that little suit. Plus, I think being punched by you might be like a pillow fight. You're so cushy. Furries having rights. Play this tape 20 years from now. This is how society used to be before we allowed furries to run for Congress. Oh, these people, they just weren't accepting. You're right. I'm not. I never will be. I'll go to my graves thinking furries are weirdos. Nobody ever doesn't notice. Like, if you're driving down Central Avenue and furries are walking down the road, you're never going to just normalize it like it's a dude walking his dog. You'd look over and like, what in the f*** is going on there on Lexington? That's a furry, you bigot. That dude needs to be put in jail or a nut house or something. It's hot out.
Is there a guy or a woman credited with starting it? I wonder when it first started.
Furries? The first furry? No. The internet helped.
They probably discovered there was a couple other people that were doing that.
I know who started it, Brady. Four-year-olds. Four-year-olds started dressing up like bears and thinking it was fun. And then their imaginations ran wild. And they're like, that's neat. And then they just keep doing it when they're like 9 and 10. And you're like, we got to stop this kid. He's too old for that. It's like when you see a 19-year-old girl call her dad daddy. It's a certain time. That's got to stop. You grow out of it. If you're a single mom, it's like, he just loves it so much. I don't want to. He's 13. He's dressed as an ape. This is not a good thing.
We have rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say
and where.
Brett wants to put him in jail.
Yes.
In a furry jail. I'm not against that, actually. When I think about it, he should be arrested for acting that stupid.
Should we separate him? No.
Keep them all in the
general fur. Pop.
We'll build this. I don't think the taxpayers are going to balk at the idea of a brand new building just for them.
The sisters will have fun with them.
Yeah. The furry complex, where they're just out there playing basketball and lifting weights in the yard. But if you're arrested as a furry, you can never take the suit off. I'm a furry and I have rights. You can never not have it on, especially in July in Phoenix. Period. Anyway, sorry. I go on. Mainly about the firefighter thing this morning, but the furries, you're pretty close second. And I think I hate you. I'm pretty sure.
That's just filled with hate. That's a hate rant.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I don't like furries. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 602-585-9800. That's the number, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98KUPD.